Okay, good morning, gentlemen. It's a different way to start the Rambam. Good morning. We're in the Rambam Hilchas Isurei Bia, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, Chapter 6, Law 9. Let's just recap briefly, because we're in the middle. The Rambam has revealed to us that there's two different types of blood that a woman has. Dam Nida and Dam Zova. And the Rambam's opinion, not everybody shares this opinion of the Rambam, is that there's an 18-day recurring cycle. 7 days of Yemei Nida and 11 days of Yemei Ziva, of days of Ziva. And all the 7 days from when her period is supposed to come, for that entire 7-day period of time, it's called the days of Nida. Regardless if she sees blood or doesn't see blood at that time, those are the Yemei Nida. And they call Yemei Nida because that's when she's supposed to see Nida blood. And any blood she sees at that time renders her a Nida, and therefore a man would be forbidden to be with her. The subsequent 11-day period that afterwards is called the days of Ziva, whether she sees blood or not. And they're called Yemei Ziva because those are the days when the blood of that time are supposed to come. And that's called blood of Ziva, which has different laws. Blood seen in the 7 days has one set of laws. Blood seen in the 11 days has another set of laws. And even though it's from the same place, from the same uterus, it's different. Different days make a different status of the woman's tumma or whatever. So, and that's that status she has always, 7-11, 7-11. So now, the Rambam then discussed how in the days of her Ziva, it makes a difference how many days she sees blood during this 11-day period. If she sees blood for 1 day alone or for 2 days, she's called a Zava Ketana, a small Zava. And she, as they say, as will be explained, she guards 1 day for that, which will be explained. And if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava Gemura, a complete Zava, or a Zava Gedola. And the difference between a Zava Ketana and a Zava Gedola, they're both Tamei, they both have to go to the mikvah. The difference is the Zava Gedola has to count 7 clean days and brings a korban afterwards. While a Zava Ketana only counts 1 day, but they both go to the mikvah. Okay? But regarding Tumah and prohibition of intimacy, it's the same. Now the Rambam is going to elaborate on this differences between the Zava Ketana and the Zava Gedola. That's what he's going to explain now in Halacha Tes. Ketzat. So let's explain the differences here. Rasa Dam Bimei Zivasa. If she sees blood during the 11-day period where she is, it can be a Zava. Bein Sharasa Betchila Salayla. Doesn't matter if she saw it at the beginning of the night. Bein Sharasa Besof Hayom. Doesn't matter if she saw blood at the end of the day. Hare oso hayom kulo tame. That entire day she's tame. In other words, the day starts at sunset, sun, the stars come out. It ends when the sun sets. So that any period of that day, either very beginning of that night or the very end of that day, she is a zava for that day. And that entire day she is tameya. And we consider it uki'ilo pasak adam meisha rasa. And it's as if she didn't stop seeing blood from when she saw it right at the beginning of the day or whenever. At sheshaka cham until the sun set. So she has that day one, let's say right today would be, let's say her 11 days started last night. So she sees blood at any time today. She is tameya the entire day. And now we come to this term, umeshameres kol halayla. And she has to watch the entire night. In other words, that first day has completed. She saw on that first day, could be any of the 11 days she sees. That's 1 day, day number one. Now that night she has to watch herself to see that she doesn't have any blood. Vimlo rasa klum balayla, she doesn't see any blood that night. So now it's clear, there was only a 1 day sighting. So then, mishamer mashkemes lamocher. She gets up the next day. Vitovelas acher shetene tzachama. She goes to the mikvah. There's a difference between zava and nida now. She goes to the mikvah after the sun rises. Mishameres kol hayom, and she watches herself the whole day to make sure that there's no sighting. Im lo rasa klum, if she doesn't see any blood for that entire day after the first day, hareze yom echad tahor, there's one day of purity, king eged ayom atamei, opposite the one day that she was tamei. And that's what the Rambam called before shomeris yom keneged yom. She wants a day parallel to that day. She sees nothing that day. Then she's permitted to her husband that night. So Bekitzer, she sees blood on that one day of Ziva. So on that one day, she's Tmeya that day. She has all the hilchas of Tuma of that day, whatever she touches or sits on. Forbidden to the husband that day. Then a whole day to watch to make sure nothing's happened. You'll see why. You're going to say, why does she have to watch? She's finished. We'll see in a minute. And therefore, she goes to the mikvah the next morning, and that's a tentative purity, assuming that the rest of the day goes by and she hasn't seen any more blood. So when that one day finished, so she took care of the one day, it's a one day tuma. How do you know the one day tuma stopped? Because it's a whole day without seeing anything. And then she went to the mikvah in the day, because for all those types of tuma, you go to the mikvah in the day. Then you need Har of Shemesh, you need sunset after a mikvah going. And then at night she's permitted to her husband. Now, that's all in good and well, she only suffered for the one day. Halacha Yud. What if Rasa Adam Gam B'Yom HaSheni, what if she said, saw blood also on the second day? Bein B'Leilo, Bein B'Yom, it doesn't matter at night or in the day. After she went to the mikvah. In other words, she saw on Sunday. Now she watched herself, let's say Sunday night, didn't see anything. She went to the mikvah early Monday morning. But then Monday afternoon she saw blood. So it doesn't matter even though she went to the mikvah. Hareya yom hasheni tamei. The whole second day is considered a tamei day. Umeshameres koleo shlishi. Now she has to watch the entire third day to see if she has stopped. Im lo rasa, if she doesn't see on the third night. Then Mashkeves Lamocher, she gets up the next morning, she goes to the mikvah after the sun rises, and she watches the entire day. If she didn't see anything, then Yom Echad Tahor, Yomim Atmeim. You have one day of purity juxtaposed to the 2 days of impurity. And she's permitted her husband at night, that night on Monday night. Because she still is a Zava Kitana. However, Yud Aleph, Yud Ras Adam Gamba Shlishi, what if she saw blood even on the third day? Bein B'Yom Bein B'Laila, regardless in the day or the night, Hareza Zava Gedola, she now becomes a big Zava. Utsricha Lispor Shiva Yomitram, now a whole new halacha. She has to count 7 days. In the Gemara parlance, is called Shivas Nikim. This is the real source of the 7 clean days, guys. It's not in Hilchas Nida. It's in Hilchas Ziva. Okay? We'll see. You've got to wait a couple more chapters. Rambam's going to say, now the ladies are machmer and everything and treat them all like that. But that, the real days of the Shivas Nikim is halacha of Zava. So therefore she has to count 7 days. Where'd I go? Below down without seeing any blood. Shenemar, because it says over there by Azava, Visafra La Shivas Yamim, she counted 7 days. Then when she's finished with the 7 days, Vitoveles by Yom Hashvi, she goes to make the 7th day, because that's for Zava, always goes in the day. Achar HaNeitz, after Neitz. Hakama Varehu Muteras Labala Erev, and she's permitted her husband at night, provided she doesn't see any blood that 7th day after going to the mikvah. Ubayoma Shmini, what happens on the 8th day? No, so she's permitted to her husband after the 7th night. After the 7th day. So the 8th night she's already permitted to her husband. She had 7 clean days, she went to the mikvah, she's not Tumeya anymore, she's permitted to her husband. Ubayoma Shmini, what about the 8th day? Mevia Karbana, she brings her carbon, which consists of Shtei Sarim O Shnei B'nei Yonah, two pigeons or 2 turtle doves. That's the carbon that a woman who's a Zava brings. Yud Beis. Zava Ketana. What about a Zava Ketana? Shetavla Balaila Shalyoma Shamor. What if when she, Zava Ketana is supposed to go to the mikvah the next morning? What if she went into the mikvah that night? She saw, let's say on Sunday, went to the mikvah, and when she's supposed to go to the mikvah? Monday morning. Instead of going on Monday morning, she went Sunday night. Okay? She went at the nighttime when she's not supposed to. Oh, Zava Gedola, or let's say a Zava Gedola, who's supposed to go to the mikvah the seventh day after Netzach Hamah, but instead of waiting to the seventh day, she tavla balel shvi. She went to the mikvah on the night of the seventh. A night early, on Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. So that's Ki'ilu Lo Tavla. It's as if she didn't do a mikvah at all. Varehi Kenida Shetavla Vesoch Shiva. She's no different than a Nida who would go to the mikvah in her 7 days. It doesn't help at all, because a woman, for Nida, has to wait till her 7 days are complete, and then she goes the eighth night.
Right.
But that's different. See, Nida is, it's the 7 days. It's the 7 days of Nida. She sees, what, that's it. She's Nida. She sees something, she's Nida. You wait till the seventh night, eighth night, go to the mikvah, finish. She goes in the middle of the week, it's nothing. It's premature. Premature going to the mikvah didn't help. So the same thing with the Zava. The Zava mikvah only helps the morning after. Either the morning after the first of the second day, or the morning of the third day, or the morning of the seventh day. But it has to be at that time. Anything before that is just as useless as a woman during her Nida days within the 7 days going to the mikvah as well. Yud Gim. Haba al Zava Gedola b'yayim shvi'i shel svira acher shetavla. What if a man, what's a woman is a Zava Gedola. So what's she do? She on the seventh day, she sees seven clean days. So in the morning of the seventh, she goes to the mikvah. Now, we hope that she won't see anything, and then she's permitted her husband on the eighth night. But here, the husband couldn't wait. What do you do? On the seventh day, after she went to the mikvah in the morning, so he says, listen, you've been clean already for 6 days. Why should we assume there's going to be any problem?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's intimate with her on that seventh day. That's too early. He was supposed to wait until the eighth night. Or, this similar example, or a husband is intimate with his wife who's a Zava Kitana, who has gone to the mikveh either on the second day or on the third day, and is supposed to wait till nightfall, and didn't wait. So what if he is with her? Potter min hakares. He does not get kares. Why? Because kivan shetavla bizman, Haroi, since she did go to the mikvah at the right time, litvilasa for her being taival, tahira, she is tahira, although it was what we'll call in the balance, as it were. You're not sure, but it was okay. However, ula isha zu yiela tarbus rabu. We say about such a woman, this is a tarbus raw, which means it's bad practice, you know, it's all, you know, called good business practice, you know, like when you do accounting, there are certain things you could do, but it's not really the good business practice.
Right.
So it's not a good practice, it's not a good chinuch. Now, it's interesting, the Mefarshim ask, why do they say, you know, the woman has bad business practice? It seems the husband is no less of being bad business practice. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the Mishnah, which is the source of this, the Mishnah just says it's a tarbus ra. It's a bad practice, implying a negative to the husband and to the wife. Because, and why is this a problem? Because let's look at the last few words. Sherei bilasa umaga tluim. Because being intimate with her and touching her, in terms of Hilchas Tumah, they're all in suspension, because we don't know what's going to happen until it gets clarified that night. So you could get lucky. So technically she's gone to the mikvah. If nothing else happens, she retroactively was tahora from after going to the mikvah, and she was okay. But why do you want to take such a risk? What if after you have intimacy, she has blood? Then we found her retroactively, she was tmeah. You know, all kinds of problems. So that's why this is not allowed. Okay, so let's see now. What does it mean? It's held in suspension. Halacha yudalit. Kate said, "Heim tuluim." What do we mean that they are suspended? Well, let's see. Im nishlam hayom acharat tefila. If the day of the going to the mikvah gets finished, velo ra'as adam, and there is no occurrence of any blood. Okay, so hare kol shenaga bo achar tefila sator. Any touching of her after she went to the mikvah, we found out retroactively she was tar the whole time. Ubi las achar tefila, and the intimacy after going to the mikvah ain't chayim alav klum. You're not chayiv anything, not kaires. If you did it intentionally, or a korban you did it unintentionally, because at the end of the day she was tahara that all day. See, the whole thing about a zava kitana and gedola is really once that night has passed, and whatever, and she's gone to the mikvah, really, she's okay. But that's still, you have to wait for the day to end to confirm the end of all that. Mm-hmm. Right? So we have to wait. But if you don't wait, we don't know. But if it turns out she didn't see, so it turns out from the morning everything was okay. But you'll never know that until the following evening. So that's, so therefore technically got away with it. Aye, but what happens if they are, if not? What if she went to the mikvah, didn't wait till night fell, was intimate with the husband, and then saw blood later on in that day before night fell? Nimsa comes out, Zavala Mafreya, she's retroactively a Zava. V'chol shenoga bo, anything that he touched, anything she touched, l'mafreya tome. First of all, whatever she touches has hilchos tuma attached to it. More than that, v'hi ubo ala, and her, he and the one who was intimate with her, chayovim b'korban. They have to bring a korban because he now was intimate with a zava. You could say it was shogeg. But it's like it wasn't a mazid. Mazid is if you know she has seen blood.
It's karis.
That's karis. But now there was no, they didn't, I thought it was okay. I thought she wasn't going to see any blood. But certainly they have to bring a korban. Ulafiga, therefore we say, yasur labala lo erev, she's prohibited her husband until the evening. So taviyasu de safek, not to bring yourself into any situations of doubt. Okay. So far, so good. Tesvav. That's the basic laws of a Zava have now been articulated very clearly. Now we get to, you know, different types of scenarios over here. Tesvav. Zava shesafer sheshis yom nikim. Let's say a Zava counted 6 clean days. Beautiful 6 clean days. Ubashvi, and on the 7th day, ras adam. She sees blood. Afil samach l'shkia sachami. Even right moments before the sun sets on the 7th day.
Oh boy.
She went 6 days and 99% of the 7th day. Still, so Saras Hakol, the whole thing gets uprooted, knocked out. V'chazeres limnos me'achar hayom hatame shiva yom nikim. She has to now start over, and that 8th day becomes the first new day for 7 clean days. So that's how far it goes. So it comes up to 7:11 going back. It might not go back. Because that 11 may take a lot longer, because you have to go through 7 clean days. We'll see. It gets complicated. Tezai, now it's just a technical thing gets thrown in over here. What if polta, now we know if a man ejaculates sperm, that already is a law of tuma. He has tuma. So let's say the man was intimate with his wife at a time when they were permitted, and there was some sperm inside of her, and then some of that flows out of her body.
Later on,
a couple days later.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say the husband was intimate with the wife before any of these problems happened. Then she now becomes a zava for whatever amount of time, and now she wants to count clean days. And now shichva zera comes out. So what happens? So polta shichva zera besochi me'asfira. If in the middle of these counting of the days, she now some shichva zera comes out, so she's no different than a man that shichva zera comes out from him. So what happens? There's an aspect of tuma. There is an aspect of tuma. So what's going to happen? So it's not as bad as if she sees blood. So seres yom achad, it only knocks out that one day. Let's say she was the 5th day, and she shichva zera comes out. Then it only knocks out that one day of the 7 clean days, and you keep counting an extra day to make up for that. She's no different than a Zav who sees carry. If a Zav sees semen come out of him, it also knocks out one day for him as well. Okay. One second. So this is the difference between this Tumah and the other Tumah. If she sees blood while counting these 7 clean days, it knocks the whole thing off. But if all she sees is shichva zera coming out, and then she's no different than a zav who sees shichva zera coming out, then it only knocks out that one day, and not more than that. And then she can continue to counting the next day, because remember, what happens is, she has to now, first of all, she has to go to the mikvah now for seeing the shichva zera coming out of her. She has to go to the mikvah, but that will only help for the shichva zera, and then she continues counting how many days she needs to make up for the 7 days. Mipnei she kazovs, because she's no different than the zav, so carry one day. Now, what if now, Ras Adam, so now, period. Next scenario, make a break here. Okay, now, what if now, it's like end of topic, even though it's the middle of the halacha, now a new idea. Ras Adam Basir. So let's say, remember, you got 11 days of Zava, right? So now, what happens is, so she goes through, till the first 9 days, nothing, clean. Now comes day 10, and she sees blood on the 10th day, of the day, the 11-day cycle, where whatever she sees, she's a Zava. And she says, not only on the 10th, Ubacharasar, and on the 11th, Ubishnemasar, on the 12th. Okay, now, let's see what's happening now. She saw the last 2 days of her 11-day cycle of being a Zava, and now she's seen 1 day in the new 7-day cycle of the Nida. You follow what's going on now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she hasn't become a Zava Gedol. Well, now the question is going to be, can she become a Zava Gedola? Because she's seen 3 sightings 3 days in a row, but the problem is, 2 of the sightings were in the 11-day period, but the 3rd sighting was in the new 7-day period. So the Rambam says, even though she saw 3 consecutive days, ain't a Zava Gedola, she's not called a Zava Gedola. Ella yotzas mizivus kitana. She moves from being a zava kitana. She was a zava kitana these 2 days, and she moves into being lenida, to becoming a nida, because now she saw on the first of the 7-day nida cycle, which makes her a nida, which trumps her being a zava kitana. She om shnemasar maskelas nidasa, because the 12th day begins the day of her being a nida. And when you see when you're a nida, we explained earlier in Halacha Dalet, because any blood she sees in that 7-day cycle is called dam nida, and not anymore dam zava. So she was a zava ketana, fine, and you'll have to deal with that. But now this blood now on the 3rd day, which is the first of the new 7 days, now renders her a nida. So now she has to deal with being a nida, and she carries that tumah of being a nida. So therefore, she has to deal, and she now is more a nida dealing with than a zava gedola, which she doesn't deal with at all. Yud Zayin. Alright, now the Gemara Rambam just wants to know understanding of the psukim where it says, Umahu zeh shekasav Torah. What does it mean when it says in the Torah, O ki sazuv al nidasa? If it says, if she saw Ziva on top of her Nidasa. So what does that mean? You might think it means, we could mistakenly think it means, I see Ziva on top of her Nidasa, meaning if it's the 3rd day of Ziva into the Nida, maybe she's a Zava. Now we could maybe misinterpret the Pasuk that says, Ki Sazuv, if she flows Al Nidasa on her Nida, means she becomes a Zav on her Nida. That's what we could think the Pasuk means. Maybe that means, Taka, if her 3rd day she sees is on the 1st day of Nida, she becomes a Zava Gedola. So you say, that's not what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk means, Shimrasa Shlosha Shomim Samuch L'Nidasa. If she sees 3 times close to being a Nida, Hareza Zava Shizav. What does that mean? And Shirasa Vashmini L'Nidasa, Ubachi L'Nidasa, a series. If she sees on the 8th and 9th, 10th, Shehem Rishon Visheni Shlishi Me'acharas Yom Shehem Yemei Zivasa. That's the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of the next 11-day cycle. In other words, the Torah is saying, if she sees 3 days Zava after her Nida is finished, then she becomes a Zava. That's what the Pasuk means, not encroaching into the Nida time. Stop, make a line, and now a new halacha that has nothing to do with what we just said over there. What if Rasa Damba Chada Sar Mimei Zivasa? What if she sees blood in 1 of the 11 days of Azava? Vitavla Erev, and she went to the mikveh at night. Once again, she saw on the 11th day. Okay, what normally happens if she sees on one day? You wait that night, and the next day you go to the mikveh. But now, when she waits that night, what's happened? She's gone into the 12th day, but the 12th day is now the 1st day of being a Nida. So really, at night, after the 11th day is over, when that new night begins, that begins the new 7-day cycle of Nida. Now, normally, when she's a Zava, can she go to the mikveh that night? No, that's nothing. You have to wait till the next morning. But what did she do over here? She saw blood on the 11th day. That was the last day she could be a Zava. And what did she do? Instead of waiting the next morning, the Tavla, she went to the mikveh that night, Shulel Shneimasor, which was the night of the 12th, which starts the Nida cycle, Vishim Shemidas, she was intimate with her husband. Af al pisha he tmeya, even though she is tamei from Hilchas Tuma, because she was a Zava Ketana, and she has to deal with that being a Zava Ketana by going to the mikveh the next day. And she didn't do that. Going to mikveh too early for Zava Ketana doesn't help. So when the husband's intimate with her, he contracted Tuma from her. The Oski Mishka Vamoshev, wherever she lies or sits on, becomes Tmeya. But Eina Chayavim Kares, you don't get Kares. And if it was a Shogi, you don't even bring a Korban. But rabbinically, you're not supposed to do this. Why? Because the 12th day already has no connection to the 11th day anymore to make her a Zava. And therefore, they don't have to worry about that more. Really, the mikvah doesn't help for a Zava Ketana because we don't know what the next day is going to bring. And therefore, you go to the mikvah. But now, whatever the next day brings, is going to be Nida blood and not any other blood. And therefore, this becomes the exception. And what? Ho'ilala tfilas lelzeh, going to the mikvah that night of the 12th day, lahatzila mina korban, will save her from having to bring a korban if this was done b'shogeg, or she doesn't have to bring, she's not chayiv kares. In other words, that mikvah helped enough at least to take off the prohibition of ziva in terms of intimacy, although it didn't take off the tumah. Interesting halacha. He's saying the tumah stays. Because the Tumah requires mikveh in the day and sunset. That's the laws of Tumah. While the laws of intimacy seems to have been weakened because now she's moved into the next category of days. She's out of the Zava world. So it's like, what? Let's say if a woman saw a couple days and decided to go to mikveh 3 days later. It'll work to take off the problem of intimacy of the Zava. So this, even though it was that night, but since it's moving into the new section of Nida, it works that at least they don't not get Kares or don't have to bring a Korban. Okay, here's a good place to stop. Gets tricky.
Hello?
Okay, so Mincha's at 4 o'clock.
4:15.
Yeah. Let's not
change it now.
So everybody's got to come. It's gonna be a tight week this week. Tomorrow morning's gonna be tight.